News, Talk, and Sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Moments ago, officials in Ohio provided an update on yet another train derailment. This one is the same company, Norfolk Southern, as last month's that had hazardous materials on board. They say this one did not have those type of chemicals and that 20 cars of a 212-car train derailed. Dave Nangle is the Springfield, Ohio fire chief.
The derailment is not in an area with a protected water source, meaning there is no risk to the public water system or private wells at this time.
Cleanup is underway across several states after severe weather. At least 12 people have died following severe storms in several states. Californians are reeling from record snowfall and are having to be rescued after back-to-back snowstorms. KCBS-TV's Joy Benedict reports.
That's three houses just here with trees on them.
Snapped trees, downed power lines, and thousands trapped in their homes as crushing snow in the mountains of Southern California has many running out of food and power. The National Guard is going door to door shoveling snow to clear paths. But even with the other first responders helping, it could take up to a week to reach everyone.
They're making snow prisons. You know, you can't get out of your own house.
So they're plowing you into your own homes.
Yeah, we would love some more boots on the ground and more equipment.
Saturday marked Alex Murdaugh's first full day serving two life sentences, but his legal troubles are far from over. Correspondent Nikki Batiste has more on what's next for the disgraced former attorney who's now a convicted killer.
Following Judge Clifton Newman's sentencing, Alex Murdaugh, with a freshly shaved head, spent his first nights in a Columbia, South Carolina prison this weekend as a convicted murderer.
What do you think of the verdict, Alex?
Sentenced to life without parole, Murdaugh will now undergo about 45 days of medical tests, a mental health assessment, and background screening before being placed in a maximum security prison.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran gave it sweeping assurances that it will finally assist in the investigation into uranium particles found at an undeclared site. Rafael Grossi is head of the International Atomic Energy Agency and met with Iran's president this weekend.
I believe that an improvement, a marked improvement, at least in terms of my dialogue with the Iranian government, has been registered. I think I was heard, and I hope we will be seeing results soon.
Self-help author Marianne Williamson has officially launched another long-shot Democratic presidential campaign for 2024. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 33, overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Take it out of my radio. Maxine Caradio, we are local music. That is a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour from the Bad Downs. I think they're from the Appleton, Oshkosh area. Don't quote me on that, but I think I'm right there. That was Bonesaw, Just Like You before that. They're up for a couple whammies, including Hard Rock Artist of the Year. Go vote for them right now at the Whammies. Hopefully get them on the show sometime in the near future. They are playing tonight at Reservoir Dog Saloon up in Mosinee. Go check them out. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's here, but he's getting the Devil's Lair set up for show. It's going to be in the Devil's Lair. It's coming up after 9 o'clock tonight. Live music is going to be Brazilian Polka. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait. Terry Barr is going to stop in here soon. She had a chat with Sam Shapiro from Candlelight Concerts in Milwaukee. That's a really cool concert series, and we're going to learn all about it with Terry and Sam coming up after 8:30 tonight. Music on the way from Sweet Delta Dawn. That's actually a request. If you got a request, you can give me a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. In the meantime, these folks have a brand new album dropping, and I can't wait. It's going to be Thursday, April 6th at the Burr Oak. It's the Little Earthquakes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Three. I can feel it. That
Radio with Dana Perry from Kill the Rockstar, her 2020 album. She has a brand new album coming out very soon, and she's also going to be going on a big tour. Oh, and she's going to be in live in the Devil's Lair in 2 weeks. Looking forward to that, Dana Perry. I've got some heavy looks on the way. We'll do some mascot theory. We've got Terry Barr and Sam Shapiro talking about candlelight concerts in Milwaukee. Looking forward to that. My buddy E-Dub wanted to hear some Sweet Delta Dawn tonight. Okay. Midnight Crisis is the name of the album from 2019. This is Magic Punch. It's Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't die.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music. That's from Apathy 2022. Heavy Looks and Gaslight. Faha Foshoa is in the Devil's Lair coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy at 10 tonight. We got double dips from all three bands playing at Bomblastica. That's happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. Rocker Terry Barr and I will be at the Wisco broadcasting live this show right here from 6 to 9 o'clock and then live music for the rest of the night. Come join us. It's going to be a great time. More details at on Max Inc. Radio's Facebook page. And we're going to talk about it for the next month. Guaranteed. Coming up here in just a minute, Sam Shapiro talks with Terry Barr about the Candlelight Concerts. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited: rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country, whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. Officials say another train derailment in Ohio this weekend was not one carrying hazardous materials like last month's. Dave Nangle is the Springfield, Ohio fire chief.
The Springfield Township Fire Department responded to the scene and immediately deployed the Clark County Hazmat Team to identify the scope of the incident out of the abundance of caution.
Cleanup began in battered parts of the South and Midwest after a sprawling storm system produced ferocious winds and heavy snow that caused widespread damage and multiple deaths. Meteorologist Paul Goodloe from the Weather Channel.
We have good news and bad news of the West. The good news is we're not seeing as many storms approaching Southern California with snow, but the bad news is we have plenty of storms coming in as we have the next several days. More feet of snow coming, and even a couple of inches of rain in lower elevations.
A year after Will Smith smacked him on the Academy Awards stage, Chris Rock finally gave his rebuttal in a forceful stand-up special streamed live on Netflix. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsin.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
rocks, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you've ever thought maybe attending a concert by candlelight could be a really great way to enjoy the music, oh boy, do we have news for you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Please join me in welcoming Candlelight Associate Producer Sam Shapiro. Sam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Terry, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for allowing us to speak a bit about Candlelight Concerts.
I am so excited to learn about this. You know, it's that whole idea of going to a show and sort of being immersed in the music and not, you know, sitting and jabbering with your friends. Mm-hmm. You're really there to hear the music. And I guess, you know, for people that don't really understand this idea or what a candlelight concert could be, tell us about it, Sam.
Sure. Well, I like what you said about being immersed, because that's definitely, you know, one of the goals of Fever. So Fever is actually a leading global entertainment company that's who creates and puts on a Candlelight. So Candlelight is a Fever original event. It started in 2019 for exactly what you were talking about, and that is to provide a space for people to really fall into some music. It's so easy nowadays just to have music on, to listen to music. You know, it's easy to go to a concert and, you know, people are being disruptive. But we really wanted to bring, you know, classical music to cities around the world and make it accessible and engaging, like you said, engrossing.
How's it working so far? I know you've had it in some large cities and you continue to expand the cities. And I know we'll talk about that in a minute. But what's been the reaction?
We've received an incredible reaction. I mean, in the U.S., we started with just, you know, three cities back in 2019, and now we're in, you know, pretty much every state in the country. I think we're in around 45, 46 cities, and we continue to grow. And, you know, in cities like Chicago, where I also help produce the series, we've been here since 2019, and we see no reason to slow down, and that seems to be the case everywhere. We keep finding reasons to come to new places, and it's been really exciting to bring the series to Milwaukee as of this past December.
Yeah, there it is. It is in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How did you decide to add Milwaukee? What was it about the city?
Well, we realized that, you know, Chicago is such a big hub, but Milwaukee is also equally a cultural hub. There's so much music going on there. There's, you know, a very active music scene, be it, you know, DIY spaces, but also, you know, symphony and classical performances. And we actually know a number of musicians that will also perform in Milwaukee. You know, Chicago and Milwaukee seems to have a musician exchange program, an informal one at that.
Yeah.
And it's just a really vibrant city with a lot of, you know, opportunities for people to go out and engage with entertainment of different varieties. And that's where Candlelight comes in. You know, Candlelight is just, it makes sense for us to bring into somewhere where there's people that want to go out, that want to listen to music.
I want to stop there for just a second. We're talking with Sam Shapiro, associate producer with this Candlelight Concerts idea. And it just makes me so happy to think about music and candles. I mean, it just feels like it goes together. So what types of shows? I know you mentioned some classical music, but it seems I've read that you're mixing it up a little bit too now.
We definitely are. We always like to bring the classics whenever we're starting and continue with those, you know, Vivaldi, Chopin, Mozart, all the OGs, as you could call them. But we realize that people want to, you know, not everyone will necessarily go out of their way to listen to these folks. So we consistently see, you know, crowds show up there. But we also want to pull people in and have them maybe listen to a string quartet in this calm, unique setting that they might not otherwise see a string quartet perform. So, you know, we have a range of more modern programs. We'll have string quartets playing the music of favorites like Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Queen. We have a Radiohead show coming up in Milwaukee soon.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's really cool because a lot of folks might not go out of their way to go to the symphony or the orchestra, which makes sense. You know, it's not for everyone, but, you know, going to a local space that, you know, maybe these locals haven't encountered before and seeing music that they already know, but in a new way. It's both new, accessible, but also refreshing and exciting.
Oh, it is. And it sounds like it's a little bit of something for almost anybody. You mentioned space. That's another thing with this. The space is not your typical. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. I think when you say typical, you know, like I mentioned, most of the time you'll see these types of musicians that will be in these grand concert halls where you have to get dressed up and you have to, you know, there's a valet parking and you dressed up to the coattails. But we want to make sure that, you know, you can access these performances just around the corner, maybe even. I myself live not far from the Candlelight venue in Chicago myself. So we definitely look for unique spaces with a lot of history within the different cities that we're operating in. And are always expanding to new and unique spaces to make sure that we can showcase the cities themselves, show their you know, cultural, structural roots. And also nothing really highlights a space like a few thousand LED candles. For those listening, they are not actual live candles, just so you come. It still looks beautiful, though.
Yes, I've seen photos, and I'm going to encourage people when we get to the end of our chat here to go to the website and check all of these opportunities out. You mentioned musicians, and in these cities, and in particular Milwaukee, are you getting a chance to sort of showcase local musicians?
That's always our goal. We always want to work with local musicians to allow them to engage with their communities, more opportunities to play music, meet more people within their own internal communities. It's always great seeing a connection being made in shows. But like I mentioned, we also have that informal Milwaukee-Chicago music exchange, which happens across, you know, entertainment spaces and genres. And that's also true. We have some of our favorite quartet players who often play in Milwaukee joining us for a candlelight in just a few weeks there as well. So both local musicians and almost local musicians.
That's terrific. Oh, my gosh. Well, and the candlelight concerts now, in particular, talking about Milwaukee, we've got dates, March and April, all different kinds of shows. There's a big announcement, though, about June that is just happening. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so this is a really cool feature of Candlelight. The fact that Candlelight is a global series, you know, it's taking place across the world. We're teaming up with Warner Bros. Studios, who's celebrating an 100-year anniversary. And given the fact that we're in over 100 cities around the world, we're working with Warner Bros. To put on Candlelight 100 Years of Warner Bros. It's a musical program that features all the music from your favorite Warner Bros. Shows, movies, and coming to you through Candlelight. Just to commemorate this special occasion, and it's going to be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's one of the special 100 cities that gets to celebrate this commemorative moment.
We are so lucky to be included. Very, very fortunate and looking forward to enjoying these types of shows. You know, how do we best follow you, find you, keep up to date on all the new shows, and maybe even some of the cities you're adding? Where's the best places to go?
Of course. Well, you know, like I mentioned, Candlelight is a Fever original series. So Fever is a leading entertainment discovery platform. So while we put on amazing events like our Candlelight concerts, there's also a range of Fever original events and other events that you can find through the Fever app or the Fever Up website. It's feverup.com.
Okay.
And through there, you can find out all the different concert dates that we have for Candlelight, as well as some other unique events that we have in your city. And I say your city because it can be in Milwaukee, it could be in Madrid, and we will have something fun for you.
Incredible. How are you enjoying this? Do you feel like this is just really something special to be a part of?
It is. I mean, to speak on a personal note, I was actually at the very first concert in Chicago. We had, you know, not quite as many candles, and we were still figuring it out. It was a great experience, and people loved it. But, you know, even though it was unfortunate that things slowed down around 2020, it gave us an opportunity to pause for a bit and rethink how we want to make the series more accessible and bring it to new places, which we've done. And it's really cool to see it grow, you know, when it was just three cities in the U.S. and now we're all over.
Oh, incredible. All right. Well, thank you, Sam Shapiro, Candlelight Associate Producer. Wow, what an opportunity for people to really, again, get into that music with that ambiance of candles all around them. Sam, thank you for telling us all about it.
Thanks, Terry. Hope to see you at a concert soon.
Absolutely. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you again, Sam. This is Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. me, shake your knees, sit on the staple, cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, cause I need you. From a pile of bones, sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me. One hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, cause I need you.
Through this prison, and I need a reason.
Radio. We are local music. A little Eddie 8 Dynamite for you. Bright Tomorrows. There was rumor that Eddie 8 Dynamite might do a new album soon or a new EP. I'm sure it'd only be like 15 minutes long, but it'd be pretty awesome. Mascot Theory before that, I Need You. That is brand new stuff from the Mascot Theory. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, your place for glass, gifts, and vape. It's IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. We got Live in the Devil's Lair coming around just around the corner here. For Ho for Show is Live in the Devil's Lair. It's Brazilian polka. There's a saxophone, there's triangles, there's percussion, there's an accordion. It's going to be wonderful. That's coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. Double dips from all three bands playing Bombastica April 15th. Looking forward to that. Let's see here. Let's do some Wolves and Sheep right now. They won a Mama last year. Maybe you should go vote for your Mama selections right now. Whammies are happening too. Support that local music scene. This is Wolves and Sheep and Love and Hate. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli, I love Dallas, I love bees. I hate mosquitoes, I love running.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I'm off trees.
I love tractors, I love bunnies, I hate flies.
I hate slackers, I love venom, I hate lies. I hate the government, I hate taxes.
I love pies, I love everybody, I love it when I crush fries. I love kisses, I love dogs.
I hate blinds, I hate my life, and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus, I love sin.
I hate Chrissy, I love America, I hate change, but I love being.
Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media and I hate reading. I've done everything bad for me. I hate your lies, but I love deceiving. Look me in the eye, see the blasphemy. I lost the love and I hate I need it.
Sports. I hate the traffic,
but I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence,
yeah, I love it when they're train lords.
I hate to read the fake news, I love another fake war.
I love yogurt, I love slides, I love swings. I love swimming, I love dead, I love strength.
I love guns, I hate work,
I love fun, I hate green.
I love getting people, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives, I hate liberals.
I love sleep, I love my teddy bear.
I hate people,
I love treats, I love puppets, I hate sharing.
I love sweets,
I love coffee,
I love juice.
Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media and I hate reading. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. Look me in the eye, see the blacks for me. I lost the love that I hate, I need. Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. Me.
Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bob Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled. And I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org. to learn how you can make
from the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.